I would like to welcome you to chapel this morning, but I would also like to quote a Civil War general who said something like, "Don't sing until you see the whites of their eyes. Come on down." In the 16th chapter of the book of Mark, it is recorded that three women, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome, very early on the first day of the week went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us?" And when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. An angel said, "Fear not. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him." The Unitarian Universalist pastor, Victoria Weinstein, wrote this opening prayer for Easter Sunday called Being the Resurrection. The stone has got to be rolled back from the tomb again and again every year. Roll up your sleeves. He is not coming back, you know, unless it is we who rise for him. We who lay healing hands on the reviled and rejected like he did on his behalf. We who rage for righteousness in his insistent voice. We who love the sinner, even knowing that the sinner is no farther off than our own heartbeat. He will not be back to join us at the table to share God's extravagant banquet, God's love feast. All are invited, come as you are. And so it is you and I who must feast for him, must say the grace and break the bread and pass it to the left and dish up the broiled fish or pour the wine and pass it to the right. And treat each one so tenderly as though just this morning she or he made the personal effort to make it back from heaven or from hell, but certainly from death, to be by our side. Because if by some miracle, and why not a miracle, he did come back, wouldn't he want to see us like this? Wouldn't it be a miracle to live for just one day so that if he did, by some amazing feat, come riding into town, he could take a look around and say, "This is exactly what I meant." And we could say, "It took us a long time, but we finally figured it out." Let us live to make it so.
From the fetters of darkness that bound him.
For about 1,000 years after Jesus' life here on this earth, Christian churches, the art in Christian churches, showed the events of Holy Week right up to the crucifixion, right up to the trial, and then the next image was almost always a resurrection scene. For 1,000 years, the emphasis was on a new creation, on all things being made new in this world before the next one. This hymn is a hymn about life and about that life that comes in resurrections that occur to us and around us every day.
Thank you.
wonderful hymn, a text and melody both, that were written to help children understand something complex about death and resurrection. I suspect it tells something complex about death and resurrection to all of us. Joan Chittister, who is a sister in the Benedictine Order, wrote these thoughts about the resurrection. Until we find ourselves with new hearts, more penetrating insights, fewer compulsions, less need for the transient, greater awareness of the spiritual pulse of life, resurrection has not really happened for us. Jesus has risen, but we have not. Resurrection is change at the root of the soul. It marks a whole new way of being in life. And she writes this very personal prayer, one that I suspect many of us would or could make very personal. Jesus, help me to understand that in every life, something good fails, something great ends, something righteous is taken unjustly away, something looms like an abandonment by God. Give me the wisdom to know that you rose from the dead as a sign to us that every one of these little deaths is life become new all over again. Be with me in living your resurrection over and over and over again. Amen. And would you turn and sing the story to number 121 for our closing hymn this morning. It's a hymn that reminds us how close the
presence of God is around us, this resurrection power of which we have sung and heard this morning. And I invite you to make this our prayer for the day and for this resurrection season. Would you stand, please?